Well, the EU fear-mongering is in full swing, as we can all see. We will all be worse off if we leave the EU. Oh, no one will trade with us if we leave the EU. Oh, 3 million jobs will be lost if we leave the EU. Oh, global corporations will move their businesses abroad if we leave the EU. Oh, the sky will fall if we leave the EU. But I have to say, my favourite scaremongering tactic, and the one that shows just how out of touch the so-called elite are, is the one where they tell us that large corporations and world leaders want the UK to remain in the EU. If the IMF, the World Bank, the EU itself, the Pope, and even Obama all want the UK to stay in the EU, then in my humble opinion, this is massive backing for the Leave campaign. The IMF and the World Bank have caused more poverty on the planet than any other organisations. They are nothing more than disgusting, money-grabbing, control-seeking vehicles for the Rothschilds. We even have the Pope now calling for a new world order and for Europe to just accept ISIS terrorists as refugees. And who would listen to a word Obama says after he bragged that he was really good at killing people? So he tells us. What a tough guy, eh? But I bet he isn't quite as tough as his man-wife Michelle, or is it Michael? If these companies and people want us to stay in the EU, then if I didn't know that the EU was a horse arse of a dictatorship run by unelected bureaucrats purely for the purpose of creating a United States of Europe and controlling 500 million people, I would have to vote Leave solely because all those demonic, disgusting entities wanted us to remain. What was it that Jean Monnet, one of the founding fathers of the EU, said in a letter to a friend in 1952? Don't remember? Let me remind you. Europe's nations should be guided towards the superstate without their people understanding what is happening. This can be accomplished by successive steps, each disguised as having an economic purpose, but which will eventually and irreversibly lead to federation. Federation, to those that don't know, means they control what you do in the brand new United States of Europe. Can't you see the pieces falling into place day by day? Have you seen George Osborne's latest fearmonger effort? I think he must be worried that the cost of cocaine will go up if we leave the EU. If he's worried about the cost of his stash, I'm sure rapist Bill Clinton will be able to hook him up. George Osborne, the UK would be permanently poorer. Outside EU, the UK would be permanently poorer. Outside the European Union, cocaine-snorting Chancellor George Osborne has warned ahead of the in-out vote on membership on 23rd of June. A Treasury analysis, I'm sure we can trust those guys, suggested an EU exit could see the UK economy 6% smaller than it otherwise would be by 2030. Mr. Osborne said the smaller size of the economy projected in the report was the equivalent of £4,300 per household. What a load of old tosh. Geez, they're becoming desperate now, aren't they? Least we forget that these great, great minds of the Treasury that Osborne is listening to about how we will all be £4,300 a year worse off if we came out of the EU, while these same Treasury idiots were telling us how great the economy was just a week before the 2008 economic crash. What the hell do these people know? These people couldn't predict what their saggy old wives will cook them for tea tonight, let alone the state of the economy in 2030. Why do people believe this nonsense? If we vote to remain inside the EU, then you're saying goodbye to your country. Literally. Goodbye to your sovereignty. This isn't about a few extra quid in my pocket. It's about history, tradition. The UK may as well not exist if we vote to stay in the EU. We'll be swallowed up by the United States of Europe and will one day, mark my words, we will be forced into the euro. That's, of course, if it hasn't collapsed by then. Who in their right mind would listen to the so-called elite about anything nowadays? They've been discredited on everything. They've been found lying and cheating on everything. Literally everything. Wake up, people!